today there are many other things that technology has enabled. Many, we don't do this thing to meet the current or future manpower requirements. We do this in order to allow our NS men to best fulfill their potential. And let me explain why. Actually, for us, we run a conscript system. For us in the MINDEF and SAF, we know the number of people that will come in to serve 18 years before their time. That's why we have a saying in SAF, we cut our coat according to the cloth that we have, 18 years in advance. And with the numbers that we know 18 years in advance, we will design our fighting systems, we will equip our people according to what we will have. So we know what is what we call the OBAT or the order of battle that the SAF will have in 18 years' time. We know what are their capabilities, and therefore we will design our operational concepts, our fighting units, according to the cloth that we have. The nature of warfare has changed. What we used to be called combat fit, non-combat fit, what we used to call frontline and the back, I think all those are concepts that have been superseded by technologies and warfighting concepts. So today, actually there are many forms of what we would call combat fitness. It's not just the usual muscular activities that you can do in the past that matters. Today, there are many other things that technology has enabled many of our people to do more and to do better. So all this allow our people to fulfill their potential and actually allow them to do what they are most suited for.